So, okay, let's go back to 1978 right now, and working at WTAR at the moment, Dale Parsons.
Hello, everybody. This is Dale Parsons. You know, I was thinking the other day, I'm one of those rare people who shares the honor with, Dick Lamb, Bob Calvert, J.J. Bowman, of having worked at WGH Radio two times. Worked there when I was 18 years old and left. And came back once again. Didn't have enough of the place. I glutton for punishment, you might say. But I was thinking about the reason that I left the first time. And you see, at the time I was 18 years old, and the draft was going hot and heavy. And that's back when they had the lottery. My number was 131. Oh, and it was June of that year. And they were up to 127 already. And I knew before the end of the year I was going to be drafted. So I thought, aha, what I'm going to do is beat this out. I'm going to join the reserves. So I dialed up reserve units called the Air Force Reserve, the Army Reserve, Navy Reserve, Coast Guard, Merchant Marine. Oh, I called them all. Didn't have any openings. Except for the Marine Corps Reserve. Should have told me something right there. Well, I said, hey, get me in at any cost. I want in. And they said, hey, we got this great plan for you. 6 month delayed enlistment. And what you do is you sign up now, and 6 months from now, you'll head off to Paris Island. You have 6 months to get yourself all together, and everything's fine, see. And I said, great, great, sign me up. Where do I sign? So I signed up. Thought, aha, I've got it beaten. I'm no draft for me. They're not going to draft Dale Parsons. Well, about 2 weeks after that, they ended the draft. And there I was, all set to go to Paris Island. Had 6 months to think about that. I caught some ribbing from some of the people at WGH. Oh, Lee Fowler, he was my boss at the time. And Ron James, who was in the Army Reserve, and said, hey, I could have told you that you weren't going to be drafted. Thanks a lot, Ron. Anyway, after I got out, I worked around, and it eventually wound up at WGH again. WGH has always held a warm spot in my heart. I grew up in the Tidewater area and listened to WGH over the years and said, my gosh, one of these days I'm going to be a disc jockey. Get on there, short hours and big money. I'm going to work for that radio station. Sure enough, I did. It was probably my first big break in broadcasting when I was 18 years old, coming to work for WGH Radio. And I want to take this opportunity right now to thank WGH for letting me come back and say a few words on the air, and also congratulate WGH Radio, world's greatest harbor, on their 50th anniversary.